Hot phone, this is Crystal.
Oh, hi, Crystal. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, Crystal, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your keywords there.
Called me for that.
Oh, okay. I'm not surprised. That position just opened for programming today. So they're calling through the area. Once it fills, the calls will stop. Can I ask what stopped you from moving forward with that call you received already?
Well, first of all, I'm really worried about receiving phone calls because you never know who's trying to scam, right? So do y'all do Google verification?
Google, yeah, that's part of the process. So, and not only would this verify your listing with Google, it would also anchor it to that first page.
How long would it take from the time we hang up, from the time it's actually verified?
Oh, good question. I can find that out. It's a little bit different for every area. Nobody's ever asked me that before. Okay, I can find that out for you. And so, when you do that search on Google, there's a map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of the page?
Yes, I have a sister-in-law that they're like third in line, I think.
Okay, perfect. And then next to that map, there's that list. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages and pages of results in there. But on that first page, there's a handful that'll fit in each area. That sounds familiar?
Right.
Okay,
yes.
So that's where we'd be listing you. Now,
right. I need to know about the verification time first. I need to know because I just need to know. if you could help me with that. But I have two sick kids here, and I get
out.
Come on. Yeah, I need to know the time from, or if you even know if we've tried Google verification or how long it would take we hung up.
Did you submit yourself to Google already? Like, how far along are you in the process for the verification, or have you not attempted to submit yourself at all?
So my question is, should you not know that?
No, so I'm not Google. No, so Google will never call you directly. It's always going to be a third party. So this company, again, is called Local Splash, and we're one of Google's channel partners. So when a position opens up on that first page.
So the last person that called me told me she Google verified me.
Oh, no. Yeah, unless you submitted yourself to Google and you were waiting on the verification and you submitted your video and all that good stuff, like somebody can't just call up and tell you.
No,
you're
but
verified.
We did submit like weeks ago. I mean, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
We're just waiting for, yeah.
254. You're on Google now, but I have to know your name in order to find you. So I'm looking at your listing right now, the Hot Foam LLC, and there's no like website attached to it or anything, but you have your Google listing up there now. So it looks like it took. So, and I'm not calling to do the verification. I mean, if you weren't verified, that's part of the process. This is first page placements by keywords. So what would happen now is if somebody didn't know your name, but they knew they needed insulation services near me, for example, then you'd pop up on that first page. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
No, I know what you're talking about. She was explaining that to me a minute ago. Yeah, so I just see Hot Foam LLC on Google with... Yeah, just
your
phone number. Yeah.
Your website isn't attached to it or anything. I mean, and we can fix that for you. We can make it not only anchor it to that first page by keyword, but we can make it look good too. And this is your site, right? The heartoftexasfoam.com?
Yes, and I would much rather, I told the other person to call me back in a week, but I would much rather talk to you. I have two sick kids here at home, so I just don't have time to do it all today, but I am interested to see all the information. Is there any way that you personally could send me an email about this and then you can follow up with a phone call for me?
Absolutely. Where should I send it?
So my work email is crystal@heartoftexasfoam.com.
Crystal with a C.
Yes, ma'am. Crystal.
At heart foamoftexasfoam.com. Okay. Okay, Crystal, give me a few minutes to get that together. I'll get it over to you, and then I hope the kids feel better soon, and then we'll follow up next week.
Thank you. And will you please include in that email that you and I spoke today, just say, hey, I spoke with you, and you asked me to send you an email, and I'm going to give you a follow-up phone call.
Absolutely.
That way I know exactly who you are, because I've kind of been flooded with emails in that
okay.
Email.
Okay, absolutely. Yes, give me a few minutes to get that together, and I'll have it right over to you. Crystal at heartoftexasfoam.com, right?
Yes, ma'am. And what's your name?
My name again is Tara, T-A-R-A.
Tara. Okay, good. Well, I'm looking forward to speaking with you when I have just a little bit more time. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.